In part one of this report on current ACP activity, Dominion Energy media specialist Aaron Ruby stated the process of environmental review had been, quotes, exhaustive, thorough, and transparent, end quotes, at the People's Tribunal on Human Rights and Environmental Justice held in Central Virginia on October 28. All of the 55 speakers, including several former natural gas industry employees, testified they feel differently. One goal of the event was to document all of these testimonies and present them to the Permanent Tribunal on Fracked Gas of the United Nations in May of 2018. Sonia Ingram of Preservation Virginia was one of many representatives from organizations across the Commonwealth who participated.
In 2015, Preservation Virginia received numerous requests to assist in protecting historic sites that would be affected by the construction of the ACP and the MVP. These requests prompted Preservation Virginia's involvement in the Section 106 review process, a process required by federal law. At the start of the process, Preservation Virginia requested FERC to be a consulting party for the pipeline projects. And for the first time in Preservation Virginia's history, we, along with other organizations and individuals, were denied this request. The denial of consulting party status, along with the continued lack of communication from FERC, prompted the Advisory Council of Historic Preservation to reproach FERC and convey the need for them to be more forthcoming and helpful with consulting parties and others involved in the Section 106 process. Issues remain today concerning both of the pipeline's impacts on rural historic districts and prehistoric Virginia Indian archaeological sites.
The impacts described by all of the testifiers ran from general regarding the whole fracked gas infrastructure to very specific, as in one family's experience. A couple from West Virginia who had lost their 33-year-old daughter to blood cancer within 2 years of the construction of a compressor station near their home gave their testimony by letter.
Also, they installed a compressor station about 1,000 feet from our property. It has ruined our home and cars and buildings from the toxic fumes and black soot. Our farm animals have black discharge coming from their noses. We are also sick from breathing the air. We cannot sleep at night because of the loud noise. Sometimes it shakes the entire house, sounding like explosives. Thank you, Robert L. McLean and Ann L. McLean.
At least one compressor station is expected to be built in the ACP, and that is planned for Buckingham County, southeast of Charlottesville. One banner at the event captured a feeling shared by many as awareness about the project increases and as talk of construction continues. It read, quotes, "The two Virginias, together again, no ACP." End quotes. Most of Jeff Carman's testimony focused on safety hazards and marginalizing certain communities, but he included even more.
Let me be clear. I am a capitalist. I own stock, and I want those shares to make a profit. There's nothing wrong with that, unless the company I've invested in is raping the environment and committing an act of despicable economic injustice.
For more information on the People's Tribunal, visit appvoices.org. Opinions expressed here are not the opinions of Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.